Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Don't Mess with Texans Fantasy Football Podcast, brought to you by the Texans Wire. I'm your host, Chris Knowles. I am going to be doing these podcasts on a weekly basis, just here to, you know, help provide some Texans fantasy football information to all the listeners out there. You know, you guys can always reach out to me on Twitter if you have any questions or sit starts, or even if you have a couple of drafts that you guys want to go through before the season kicks off, which is very, very soon. But please reach out to me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Chris Knowles, NFL. That is at C-H-R-I-S-N-A-L-L-S, NFL. You know, like I said, this is going to be a weekly podcast. It's going to be centered around Texans and fantasy football. So we'll have a lot of cool little tidbits on the Texans and fantasy. So please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me and you know, ask me some questions. I'm available for that stuff all the time, every week. And you know, some of you guys, I can get your questions in on the podcast and maybe even have you on board one time and join me here on the podcast. But anywho, let's jump on into couple of topics. First one I want to get into is, of course, the big one, which is Lamar Miller. Now, we all know he is going to be out for the 2019 season. That is some pretty devastating news. If you're a Texan fan, you know, Lamar Miller has been a staple in that backfield. He's been a workhorse. He's been someone the Texans can rely on. You know, no matter what, he's always there, given 100%. In terms of fantasy football, you know, Lamar Miller was always a stringent number two running back. He's someone that could be reliable in that RB2 role in many leagues and rosters. And now with him out for the season, the Texans now have to turn to newly acquired Duke Johnson from the Cleveland Browns. You know, Duke Johnson is someone that, in my opinion, he's kind of like a Darren Sproles. He's a third down pass catching back, athletic guy, but not someone who I would want to have and being relied upon running the ball on every down. He's just somebody that I think his skill set better fits, you know, being a pass catcher on third downs when it's third and long. You know, we can take a look back. Duke Johnson is someone that has, you know, never really had a fair shake, I guess, down there in Cleveland. You know, he's probably had his most rushing yards he's had in a season was probably in, well, not probably, it was in 2015 at 379 yards, but then again, like I said, he also makes up for in receiving, so that's why I think he's a perfect third down back, third and long, hell, even second and long. If you know you need to change a pace back, Duke Johnson's going to be more of that guy. You know, I see Duke Johnson as a perfect flex in many, many leagues. He's someone that I like if I need a flex, a solid flex option, or he's a great guy you want to have on your bench just in case he does somehow turn his career around in Houston, which I'm gonna say is not gonna be likely. But who am I to say? What do I know? But yeah, I'm looking at Duke Johnson right now as a flex with a, you know, his highest upside could be an RB2. I think that's pretty fair to say, considering that he'll have nothing but air and opportunity in front of him. But as we all know, that offensive line in Houston is horrid. So right now we're looking at an average draft position for Duke Johnson is sixth round. That's pretty incredible. That's based off today's stats. Yesterday, just for instance, It was in the 7th round. So he's moved up a whole round already with that news that's broken. And it's been rising ever since about August 20th. August 20th, it has been rising. It was in 8.12 on August 20th, and now we're at 6.11. So that's pretty incredible. But he will definitely have the opportunity to play out of that ADP, which he's being currently taking around guys like Tariq Cohen, who's another very skilled pass catching back. I don't think Tariq Cohen's a main horse that can run that ball down in Chicago, but Tariq Cohen, Duke Johnson, very similar, and right around where Latavius Murray is being drafted. Murray's going to have a great role there in New Orleans, filling in for where Ingram left off. I think he's going to be a great bruiser down there. He's going to help relieve Kamara. Other guys around there, Darius Geis. I think Geis is just that low based on the fact that we haven't seen him play yet. But, Duke Johnson's right around kind of where he should be right now. I don't see or foresee him. If you're taking Duke Johnson anywhere in the 3rd or 4th round, yikes. That's a definite overkill in my opinion. I just don't think the player is going to match that ADP. 6th, 7th round, I think I drafted him. Had a draft yesterday. I got him, I think, I want to say in the 8th through 10th round, somewhere right around there. So that's pretty fair value for a guy that's right now labeled the starter in Houston. We'll see what happens. But right now I'm penciling him in week 1 starter. Unless they do, and when I say they, the Texans and Bill O'Brien decide to sign a free agent running back who I do believe eventually will happen. I think they do go out and try to sign Jay Ajayi. I think he's just a good fit in Houston. Ajayi, Duke Johnson, Crockett, and Higdon are some good running backs. That's a good little running back core. I wouldn't be down upon Ajayi. I think Ajayi can step right in and fill that Lamar Miller role. Being a good back, I think Ajayi is just to be honest with you, I think Ajayi, when he hits, I think he's better than Lamar Miller sometimes. And, the way he runs the ball, his problem is definitely, knee issues and injuries, but that's where Lamar Miller makes up. He's definitely a guy that's reliable, always there every single day, in and out. He's just kind of your I don't want to say traditional running back is what's traditional anymore, but a running back that's going to show up and do his job. He's just that gritty running back that does his job. And hats off to Lamar Miller, and I'm sorry that his season was ended before it even started. But as we all know in football, this is in the nature of the business, so we have to move on. And in fantasy football players also have to move on. So we set our sights now to Duke Johnson, possibly Jay Ajayi. I've seen mentions of LeGarrette Blount. So there are a number of options. And I do personally believe the Texans will bring in a new running back, possibly a free agent, or wait for the final cuts to be made. When that happens, like I said, they will bring somebody in. I don't believe they're going to go comfortably in with Duke Johnson as their number one and Crockett and Higdon as their 2 and 3 running backs. So I guess we'll have to wait and see right now. But like I said, if you're fixing a draft or starting draft, just be cautious on Duke Johnson. If you can wait for him around the 8th through 10th round, 10th being the absolute steal, in my opinion, for right now an RB1 currently, just based off the fact that he will be the main guy, that's pretty good value there. So like I said, this is going to be a weekly podcast, so I'm going to try and do these once a week. Again, I want to reiterate, this podcast is for the listeners and the fantasy football fans, Texans and fantasy football fans. Like I said, please reach out to me on Twitter. I'm always willing to talk fantasy football and talk Texans. And it doesn't even have to be just Texans. You can ask me anything you want on fantasy football. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help. I will try to lend my quote-unquote expertise in situations that you may be stuck on. So please reach out to me on Twitter again. But I want to kind of dive into a little early week one talk against the Saints and who to start versus the Saints in fantasy football. And my first pick right now, which is kind of an obvious one. This is just based off of kind of the Saints defense last year and the Texans offense going into this year. So it's really kind of all we have to base off of week one, since they're, you know, it's week one, no one's played yet. So we look into the league rank defensive wise for the Saints last year in their passing yards. They were ranked 29th in the passing yards. That's not good. I don't think they'll be ranked that low this year, but like I said, I have to base it off of just last year's numbers, just because we're going into week one. But the one guy I'm going to start that week has to be hands down Deshaun Watson. I think Watson will only get better. He'll definitely progress. I think he's very, very well capable of ending up as the 2019 NFL MVP. It could happen. He played lights out last year, and that was with a horrible offensive line in front of him. I think Deshaun Watson ended the year with 26 touchdowns and just 9 interceptions and 4,165 passing yards. Led the Texans to a solid record last year. I think Deshaun Watson will go down to New Orleans and put on a show. I'm not saying the Texans will win the game, but I will say that I think Deshaun Watson in fantasy terms will play good. I think he has a favorable matchup. The fact that he's going to have Hopkins, Fuller, and Kuti all on the same field at once, and finally has some good tight ends on the field now as well, with guys like I mentioned earlier, with Duke Johnson being able to catch out the backfield. I think Watson could easily throw for over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's very well capable. I think another guy I'm going to have to throw out there, just for the simple fact that Watson's going to have a pretty decent day in week one, is going to be DeAndre. I think DeAndre is going to have a solid day. I think he's going to get matched up with Marcus Lattimore, obviously. But Lattimore had kind of a down year last year compared to his rookie season. Excuse me. But I think he ends up having a pretty solid day. I'm going to guess around 80 yards and a touchdown. Like I said, that's a nice little day for him. He could go more. But like I said, I'm just basing this off of Lattimore last year. Kind of a down year compared to his rookie season. Not saying that he's overall a horrible player, but what I'm saying is, based off of last year, he kind of had a somewhat down year compared to his rookie, where I think Hopkins is just an overall, if not the number one, arguably the number one wide receiver in the NFL right now, and him and Watson are on fire together for sure. Another wide receiver I'm really keeping my eye on in this game is Kiki Kuti. I think him playing the underneath is going to be pretty important, and I'm not a big fan of the Saints linebacker core. I don't know in terms how they're going to address that, or they're going to drop into coverage, or they're going to have some safeties covering Kuti. I just think Kuti is a speed demon over the middle. He's tricky, he's small, great hands, he has great cuts in and out of his routes. So he's a guy that I also am looking on. But like I said, the must start for week one, in my opinion, is going to be Deshaun Watson. And then after Watson, I would have to favor in Hopkins and then Kuti. I'm not going to suggest any running backs right now to start in week one. That's in large part due to the fact that we just don't know who's going to be there week one as the RB1. If I had to pencil it in right now on paper, I would say Duke Johnson, but that could very well change. Not only that, but we need to figure out this offensive line as well down in Houston. And I know some people will question that and say, well, wait a minute, you just said start Deshaun Watson. Yeah, I get it. Deshaun Watson probably will get sacked once or twice, but Deshaun Watson's a rare talent. Like I said, he played with that horrific line last year and threw for 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns again, and 9 interceptions. So just imagine that offensive line being just a tad bit better. You know, Watson has the ability to be that stud in week one. But, yeah, I'm going to say go ahead and start Watson with full confidence. Then Hopkins, of course. And then Kute is going to be my sleeper for that game. I'm not going to suggest starting any Texans running back. Just for the fact that, you know, it's Duke. I'm just not a big fan of Duke right now. So maybe he gets on that field and disproves it. But we'll see what happens. With that come week one. You know, I didn't mention this earlier like I should have, but if the Texans elect not to sign anybody in week one, you know, one guy I really like that's already on the Texans roster is Demaria Crockett. You know, the guy's 5'11", 225 pounds. You know, his pro day, he ran a 4.4 flat. The guy's got some skills. You know, as a freshman, he had 1,062 rushing yards with 10 touchdowns. And in 2018, he had 709 rushing yards with 7 touchdowns. So the guy has some skills. I really like Crockett. I just don't know or trust Bill O'Brien to put the ball in Crockett's hand. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But like I said, I don't know how Bill O'Brien views Crockett. I guess we'll see after preseason game, week four preseason game, or if they sign anybody. But if I had to guess again, and I know I'm probably rerunning the same thing I've said numerous times here, but, you know, there's just not much to go on currently right now because it is in the preseason. But I do think they go in the season with a Jay Ajayi / LeGarrette Blount, then Duke, and then a guy like Crockett or Higdon. We just have to figure out which one will make the team. If I had to guess, I'm going to say Crockett. I think Higdon goes down to the practice squad and stays there, or could get picked up by another team. But regardless, I think the Texans' backfield will shake out to be a pretty decent one, even though the catastrophe of Lamar Miller being out the whole season will definitely be able to. Texans will definitely overcome that for sure. You know, Lamar Miller, on that subject, he rushed for 973 yards. He's only rushed for 1,000 yards twice in his career. I'm sorry. That was in 2014 in Miami. With 1,099 rushing yards, and then in 2016, first year in Houston, at 1,073 yards. He has never eclipsed double-digit touchdowns. His highest touchdowns were in 2014 with 8 and 2015 with 8. So, you know, Miller, like I said, Miller's one of these backs that I think is solid, but he's definitely replaceable in the NFL, and I think Jay Ajayi can definitely do what Lamar Miller has done, maybe if not better. You know, Jay Ajayi has rushed for 1,272 yards back in 2016 with 8 touchdowns, and in 2015 he rushed for 100 yards. That was his rookie season, of course, 2017. He was injured, traded to Philadelphia last year in Philadelphia, injured. So health is the biggest thing that really is key with Jay Ajayi. Interesting thing about Jay Ajayi, he's 26. He's still young. Still very, very, very young. Has all the potential to still be a decent back in this league. You know, I think if I'm not mistaken, Lamar Miller is trying to look up his age. He's 28, so you know, for a little bit of cheaper, I'm sure you can get Jay Ajayi a little bit cheaper than Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller's in the last year of his contract as well, so I think going with a guy like Jay Ajayi is smart. Just the 2-year difference. He does have some tear to him. I don't want to necessarily say where, but I would definitely say tear. So that's kind of a trade-off. You get a cheaper running back that can probably duplicate, if not do, what Lamar Miller has done before again. And him with Duke Johnson and Crockett make a pretty solid backfield for Houston. And if that O-line can play, just like I said earlier, a little bit better than last year, I think the Texans will be okay in the backfield. I really do. You know, week one, like I said, no running backs, but I would have to start Deshaun Watson as my 100% hands down guy that starts. I know that's going to be kind of a layup, but like I said, let's get moving on to week two and see how things shake out. Right now, we're just going off of last year's numbers and preseason. So, you know, this is just the first episode, guys. You know, I plan on trying to improve and get better every single week. This is just my first time actually doing my own single solo podcast on Texans and fantasy football. So be patient with me. Like I said, I will definitely try to get better. And please do not hesitate to reach out to me on Twitter. My Twitter handle again is at Chris Knowles NFL. That's at CHRISNALLSNFL. You know, and I also want to give a big shout out to my coworker Anthony Wood. You can follow him at the Texans Wire podcast, the official podcast of the Houston Texans and the Texans Wire. Or should I say for the Houston Texans at the Texans Wire. You know, he's over there killing it. He's gotten some great interviews with guys like Ian Rappaport, Charlie Casserly, Houston Chronicle Zone, John McClain. Anthony's doing a great job over there, so please give that guy a follow on Twitter. You know, the Texans Wire, we're looking to do some great things this season and provide you, the Texans fans, a lot of great content, I should say, the way I should put that. So again, this is just my first episode. I'm going to try to make these about 30 minutes. You know, if I can get some more content, more questions and stuff like that, I might extend it to an hour. We'll see how that goes. But for now, I'm going to run this one. You know, I'm right now at about 25 minutes, so I'm going to look for this to be a good little episode one. We'll see how this thing goes, and we'll go there. Again, go follow the at Texans Wire on Twitter. That's at the Texans Wire. Go follow my buddy, co-worker at Anthony Woods, his Twitter handle. Let me go get that for you real quick. If you give me 1 second. His Twitter handle is at ARWoodNFL. Go give him a follow. He's killing it over there, like I said. So, you know, I'll be back next week to give you guys a rundown of the preseason game 4. Maybe some hidden gems, something like that. And like I said, this is going to be a Texans-centered fantasy football podcast, but I will dive into some other players as well. You know, our main focus obviously is going to be, like I said, Texans, but we will kind of jump off and dive into some other sit and starts for the week, some players that, maybe you guys need to go pick up on the waiver wire, things like that. So anyways, I'm going to head out, guys. It was great talking to you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, first episode, give me a little bit, cut a guy a break. We'll try to get better each week. So have a good day. Peace out, folks. Talk to you guys next week.